Because of the following special program, WKRP in Cincinnati and Lou Grant will not be presented this evening.
The following program was recorded at an earlier date for broadcast at this time.
And welcome to a very special episode of The Deuce.
Very special.
Very special. I'm Brad.
I'm Jeremy.
And we are not doing any movie on this episode. We wanted to do kind of a episode before our 10th episode in the middle of our comic book movies that we were producing. And because we are headed to our number 10 episode here, we wanted to do one in between to celebrate the fact that we're going to hit double digits. And we just wanted to kind of talk about sequels themselves, movies, answer questions from some of our listeners, talk about other mediums and sequels that might be in there, what makes a good sequel, what doesn't, and whatever the hell we want to talk about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I guess we should probably start where it all started, right?
Yeah. And this actually ties into... I mean, it'll eventually here it'll tie into the Darren from the, the Psycho Semantic podcast. He asked us which of us was first to suggest to the other about starting the show. So who started it first? I guess talking about that, going back a little bit to like where it started and kind of just us in general.
It's kind of our pop, like our love for pop culture in a way. Kind of like starts from there, don't you think?
Yeah.
When we first met, and then, you know, from there.
Well, I think we are both pop culture junkies.
Right.
So, for those of you who do not know.
Right.
Some of you may, some of you may not. But Bradley and I are actually married.
Yes.
So.
Going on our third anniversary.
Yeah, actually our third anniversary rolling up here in a few weeks.
Few weeks, yeah, because it's going to be June.
Yeah.
When this releases.
Yep. So, a few weeks here. Yeah. So. It's right around the corner.
Right.
I hope you got me something awesome.
It's leather. So
that's it. Yeah, that's third anniversary.
The third anniversary is leather.
They decided to go from the like paper and cotton to straight to the kink. So
what happened? Yeah, right. That's so weird. So so when we first kind of met each other, we kind of fell in love with the fact that we both knew obscure things and obscure pop culture references. And we just kind of explored that, and we started building a cult movie collection.
Yeah.
Would you say that kind of was our movie, as far as movies were concerned?
Yeah, and I think that the thing that was that we were both really great about was we both had our own pop culture tastes.
Right, we were different.
Yeah, and...
But the same, in a way.
But we're also very, like, interested in exploring the other's tastes and, like, learning new things. And so it just
speak for yourself.
It just opened this like giant world up as far as kind of these things that we were interested in. So, our movie collection is just one sign of that. So we actually started this cult movie collection, and it got so big that we started buying like 12 disc DVD cases and started organizing them into our own categories. So like we have a cult kids collection and we have like, neo-noir, and we have
cult musicals.
Cult musicals.
Yeah, you said like, cult kids. Yeah, go ahead.
We have cult kids.
Yeah. A couple directors we went through.
Yeah, we have certain directors.
Like Wes Anderson.
Wes Anderson, who we love.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we just have this this wide array of stuff, and we'll come up with new categories every once in a while where we're like, ooh, wait a minute, now we need to take this out of this collection, put it over here. And the hope was that, and we have lots of artistic friends out there too, that you know, we would put these collections together and then kind of commission our friends to make like the CD case or the DVD case covers for these collections, or do it ourselves with collages or whatever it might be, but just kind of just play around with this and have fun with it.
So
and
I guess
kind of our
like through like gifts that we gave each other. Like in the beginning of the relationship and throughout, we kind of gave each other like pop culture reference gifts.
Yeah.
And one day you got me the poster of Short Circuit 2.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And I thought that was the greatest thing in the world. Did I talk about, like, Short Circuit 2 to you? I believe we were watching Happy Endings.
We were watching the TV show Happy Endings, and he had a Short Circuit 2 poster on the wall. And you laughed about how great you thought that was.
I think he has, like, Abed has one in Community 2 or something like
that. Yeah. But I was like, I'm going to find that poster. And I couldn't find the one that was there, but I found another one.
Yeah.
And that says, some say he's nuts, some say he's bolts. But will Johnny Five find his way in the big bad city?
The big bad city.
Keep your wires crossed. And so I was like, this is the one I'm buying.
This is terrible. And it's not like, I don't think you got it to me to be ironic. You got it because I would love it.
Yeah.
Like, there's a different, I think you, through the 9 episodes that hopefully that our listeners have listened to, we're not watching these in an ironic way.
No.
Do you know what I mean? I don't believe we are.
No,
I think sometimes we're like, ugh,
yeah,
on certain things.
Sometimes the good is, like, we try to pull the good out of these things, even if they're pretty bad.
With the first questions that we have is, like, what's the best part of the movie? Which I think is important. I don't think we're trying to be negative.
Yeah, and it's harder than others, but, like, you know, even Mission Impossible 2.
Right.
We managed to pull some interesting or some good things out of it, you know, and I think that's what you need to do is to kind of approach it in this way. But
so you gave me that poster, and then I was like, I'm gonna find, like, other, like, movie sequel posters, because I used to work, you know, at a big box print shop kind of thing. And so I found a bunch of them, and I printed them on, like, 11x17 paper, which was about the same size as the other poster,
like the other poster. Yeah
And you thought they were great. We went to go look for frames, and then we actually have them hanging up in our apartment right now. And they actually lead up to the stairs to the bathroom.
So you can follow the trail of twos.
Two, so you can take a deuce or two.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where that kind of originated from.
Yeah, actually,
the whole idea of deuce.
We actually would say follow the deuces to go drop a deuce.
To drop a deuce. And,
then that we were kind of like,
should we even tell them which ones we have?
Yeah, we have, so we have Teen Wolf 2.
Yes.
Short Circuit 2, of course.
Yeah, that's up on top. That's close to the
bathroom. Yeah, that's close to the top. Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Right, the Electric Boogaloo.
Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah.
We have another one, but it's not up.
Yeah. What's the one we have?
It's not Sister Act 2. It's...
No, I don't know. What is the other one? I can't remember.
Yeah. It's,
wow.
But it was, we put it up and we were like, that's not as fun as the rest.
Yeah. So it must not, because we can't remember it. So it must not be as fun.
Yeah.
So I think I honestly am going to say it was you that I think, I'm not trying to be graphic. I think you used the restroom, came down the steps.
What?
And I think, because you had brilliant ideas on the toilet, and you said, we should start a podcast. You did. You said, we should start a podcast.
Are you sure I wasn't coming? So I no, have good ideas.
I said we should do a podcast about where it's just the sequels.
You, right? You actually, no, you came up with the idea.
You came up with the name.
And I came up with the name.
Yeah. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
Which the name is brilliant.
Yeah.
I think the whole idea is, I love it, but that's just me.
And it might have been me coming out of the shower, though, because that's usually when I have my good ideas, like like Double Dare After Dark.
No, God, you just said that to me today.
What? Mark Summers hosting a Double Dare for grown-ups After Dark, and he just...
He says, what? Would you text me? I can bring it up if you want me to.
He yells. Here, this was the actual message I sent this morning. I will read it off. I was in the shower and was like, huh. So I said,
I have my ideas, like, when I'm sleeping, like right before I go to bed. That's why I never remember them.
I do sometimes, too. But remember when I came up with the board game? So I said, I had a thought while I was in the shower today. What if there was a late-night Double Dare called Double Dare After Dark, where Mark Summers would host in a smoking jacket? Instead of encouraging people like normal, he'd yell things like, oh, you like that? And who's a dirty boy or girl as they run through the obstacle course?
It's adults, though.
Yeah, adults. Yeah. And then he'd open the show with, put the kids to bed, it's time for Double Dare After Dark. And then a slow saxophone version of the theme song would play.
My favorite is like a smoking jacket.
Well, yeah.
Because I can actually picture Mark Summers in a smoking jacket.
Like a cross between Mark Summers and Hef and Hugh Hefner.
And Hugh Hefner. Which, yeah, no. Whatever. So, but I didn't think it was a reality to do a podcast. I didn't think we could.
And
because because we have friends who do podcasts, yeah, and they have like all equipment and everything, and
yeah, and like,
and ours is very lo-fi, very two guys in a headphone and a laptop.
That's not a thing on YouTube. The
what's that?
The
no,
so
sorry.
So two guys one headset. There were two guys one laptop. The so like
it probably is.
Don't Google it. So I am, I used to work with, Court from, Cinema Psyops podcast, and friends with Matt by proxy. And of course, you know, Bradley's friends with him too.
Right. I was on a Geek Chat Army podcast.
Yeah. We had a podcast that we,
I had fun time.
Court and myself and our friend Ben came up with a podcast years ago called Geek Chat Army,
mm-hmm,
and we had recorded some episodes. It was very awkward at first, and Court has learned tons of this. He's like a podcasting guru at this point.
Sure.
I can go to him for a lot of things, but we had Geek Chat Army, and we had actually started that about the same time that he was started the Cinema Psyops with Matt. And we would rotate people out in Geek Chat Army, but it gave me a chance to try my hand at a lot of things. We haven't canceled it, but it's just been kind of on hiatus until we restructure it and whatnot. But we're hoping to bring that back at some point. But it, you know, it taught us a lot about that. And I've been on Cinema Psyop. So
It's hard when you're doing a podcast because you figure some people who you think would be good, when they get a microphone in front of their face, they kind of get gun shy.
Yeah.
Do you know, a microphone shy?
Yeah.
And you're like, what? But you're awesome.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I was at the beginning. But now that we've done this a lot, it's kind of become a little bit more natural to me.
Yeah. It does because well, because you're not used to like hearing yourself and you're not sure like.
Yeah.
You know, how do I respond?
How do I respond to
this?
Is this insightful? Is this funny? Is this anything?
Yeah, and you get into your groove. Yeah. I mean, again, not to keep going on with it, but like thinking about like Cinema Psyops for those of you who've listened to them. So like Matt and Court have worked together on these so long at this point and done so many episodes that they have it down and they have that. Back and forth is like instantaneous. Okay. And it's funny because
we just have 3 years of marriage.
The last time I was on Cinema Psyops, Court would have these zingers that he was just throwing at Matt where I'm like, holy cow, like where'd that come from?
Yeah.
But they have that pattern down so
right.
So great that it yeah.
You and just had Twinkies, they had zingers. Throwbacks episode 9.
There you go. Hopefully they've listened to it before this one. But really, that's kind of how we got started. So we got some programs and just got some simple equipment. You know, the dream, I think, would be to get a setup like some other people. I know that in kind of the podcasting community, people we've talked with who have these elaborate setups. Yeah. And it ranges. It's a range of setups and whatever. And the reality is you don't have to, if you're passionate about something, you want to talk about it,
just do
get
it.
Get some headphones.
Just
you
do
can
it.
Download some
There's
programs.
Nothing that
go
says
crazy.
You can't do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
Just go out there and do it. I mean, you know, like, so did you get these for my birthday? Our headsets?
Yes.
And you said, I got you these so we could do a podcast. And I was just like, we could do that? And you're like, yeah. And then you were like, here's something that you can download on your laptop. Here it is. Mm-hmm. So, and then the rest is 9 episodes of history.
Yes.
At least right now, 9 episodes, but hopefully more. But I think it comes to the motto of, like, I don't think we're doing this. I know I'm not, and I don't think you are. We're not doing this to impress anyone. We're not doing it. If we entertain you, that's great.
I'm doing this to impress Jodie Foster.
Me, Yeah, Javier Bardem. I'm doing this to impress you. I don't even really like Javier Bardem. I just like saying that, his name. Anyway, but I don't think we're doing this. You know, we really are doing it for us. And if you happen to be listening along, that's awesome. We love that. But for the most part, if I'm saying something, it's because I want to make you laugh. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And vice versa. Or we want to go, okay, what about this? It goes back to that, what I always love, which is from that musical title show, which is that song that they sing, which is, I'd rather be 9 people's favorite thing than 100 people's 9th favorite thing. I really, yeah, if we have 100 listeners, that's awesome. But really, if we're on the 9th totem pole of that, I don't really care, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, you know, if we have 9 people, they'll tell 9 people, and we'll have 18 people listening to the show. What?
We're going to make this a musical episode?
Yeah, no, we're not making a musical episode.
Okay.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
I'm not doing this to impress anyone. I don't have anyone to impress. I'm already married to you. There's nothing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All you people either went, or you barfed.
Hopefully a little of both. First one than the other. But let's talk about some of these questions.
Well, do you want to talk just a little bit about the sequels? Because we talked about how we got the podcast. Just a little quickly about, like, how... I mean, do you even like sequels to begin with, but even before this podcast? What do you think when you see something and you're like, oh, they made a sequel about that?
Sequels to me are a tricky thing because you can... There's so many different ways to do a sequel, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And it just really is kind of a tough... predictor, like, right. I mean, so, you know, we look at things, and looking at things that we've already done, you have these instances where, in my opinion, the sequel is better than the original, right? And I would almost cite some things like, you know, from a comic book geek perspective, I look at, like, X-Men 2.
Right.
I would say it's better than the first X-Men.
Oh, right.
Fantastic Four 2, I think, is better than, or Rise of the Silver Surfer is better than the Fantastic Four movie. Or
we have some questions like that, so, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean...
When you see, like, a preview of a movie, and you're like, because this happens a lot during the summer, you get a lot of, like, sequels. Like, lately, you've had, like, sequels or reboots or something.
Right, but...
Do you kind of just get, like, ad nauseam about it, or you go, here's another one?
Again, like I said, it depends what it is and how they do it. You know, and we talked about this a little bit with Anne in the Major League episode. That
I think that's kind of what inspired me to do this special episode, was that she was like, what do you guys, how do you guys feel about that?
Yeah.
So thank you, Anne.
She's inspirational. Yes. I think it's pretty clear when something's a money grab. And I was thinking about... Yeah. Anne's comment about, like, The Hangover, right?
Yeah.
The Hangover obviously struck a chord with folks, and they thought it was funny. And then you get The Hangover 2, and it was like they were just like, well, there's money out there waiting to be had.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. You know, you're trying to make money making a movie. You want it to recoup its costs and to earn some money.
I almost like, instead of, like, but, sequels, I almost like things in the same universe.
Yeah, that's always cool, too.
You know
that's
I mean?
A different kind of a sequel,
like,
though, too.
Tarantino, or, you know what I mean? Things.
Yeah.
Wes Anderson sometimes does it, where they kind of go in the same universe.
But is that, I think this comes to a question, I think Brandon kind of touches on this, too, or he touched on it earlier, about, like, what exactly defines what a sequel is, because does it have to be a true sequel to the original, or does it just have to exist in that universe? Because think about it this way, either... Iron Man either has 2 sequels or it has like 20 something sequels.
Right.
How do you look at that?
Right.
Do you look at it,
do you
the
look
every
at it as
every movie
a whole,
that came in the universe
through,
after that?
Through Iron Man or as Marvel.
Yeah, and that's just an extreme example of it.
Right.
But I mean, you have movies where they cross over people from it all the time. You know, it's just set in the same world as all of Tarantino's things because they're set in the same world. Are they all connected or is it. You know, like, how do you approach that? So, and we've talked about that, to be kind of careful about, well, is that a sequel or not?
Well,
or
we even talked about that when we we're doing the podcast. Well, we're like, what do we talk about? Do we just talk about the second one?
Yeah.
Do we talk about the third one? We're like, well, so that's why we decided to only do the second one.
Yeah.
And then we're like, do we include this? Do we include the Star Wars? Do we include, like, the Godfather movie? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And
but
I
then
think
we were like, no, those have been talked about a lot.
Yeah, I think that you have those. They have a lot of, they have, get a lot of attention already, right? Like,
yeah.
We know how those are going
to
go.
Give
is
love
there
to
really
Johnny, Johnny Five.
Is there anything I can really say, you know, about the second of some big movie franchise that hasn't already been said?
Yeah, without being derivative? No.
Yeah,
not really.
I mean, and who knows if I would have anything insightful to say, but if you don't have somebody who's talked about Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, why not talk about that, right?
Right.
So I think that's kind of how we approached it, was like, let's keep it to things that, you know, are not like the big blockbuster that have already been covered by everybody. Let's talk about some other things that are out there.
And we also got asked, like, other mediums. Like, are you going to do other... This is just, for the most part, for right now, a movie podcast. There are...
Right.
Sequels to albums. There's sequels to video games.
Sequels,
you know,
to comics.
Sequels,
I mean,
to comics.
Books.
You know, that are good and bad. That could be a deuce or a special deuce.
So, if in case you guys can't hear, our cat is walking around.
Our cat is just loud.
Being a hoe bag and screaming tonight.
And usually she's pretty good when
she
we
usually, podcast. When we start podcasting, she lays down and goes to sleep. Like,
yeah.
Every time she's calm
okay.
for us. But today she's being extra needy. I think she's our producer, so she's like the behind the scenes. And today she's
so if you hear her,
so if you hear her, forgive us. But
do you know what I mean?
Right.
Bad out of hell too.
Yeah.
Back into hell.
Yeah. But is that really what it's called? I just
yeah.
do bad out of
back,
hell too.
Back into hell.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Anyway, but
and the Queen, the Night
yeah.
at the Opera, and then the day a day at the race.
Yes.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I mean, they're sequels, you know.
Yeah,
Super
but
Mario
but
Brothers
2 thing,
is
so
way better than Super Mario Brothers 1.
Yeah, and so, but I look at things like, so as an example, I'm a big fan of the Mass Effect series of video games. And you're talking about like an RPG where there's a lot of like different ways you can play this and the different characters you can talk to and different paths you can take. And there's different endings to it. So how do you do this? Like a movie is a 2-hour-ish chunk of information that we can kind of digest and talk about. If I was doing Mass Effect and trying to have to do a playthrough of that
right.
in order for us to talk about beginning to end
right.
or like our whole experience with it, you know, do we...
With a movie, it's just capitalized in 2 hours.
Right, do we do that, but it takes forever? Or do I just say, well, here's what I thought of the gameplay and really not experience it from front to end and not be able to tell you about it from front to...
And I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, and so that's what makes it tough about, like, video games and stuff. We had talked about other mediums.
Right.
And just kind of were like, well, let's stick with movies
someone,
for now.
Like, someone said TV shows? I don't know if there's sequel TV shows. I guess maybe, like, Major Crimes turned into, like...
Yeah,
the,
but is
was
that
a closer? Wasn't
but
it?
Is that a sequel or is it a spin-off?
Or is it a spin-off? Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't know any
is
like
Fuller
TV
House,
shows.
Is Fuller House a sequel?
Maybe.
Fuller House is a sequel.
I guess Fuller House is a sequel. I guess.
Okay, then we will
that's
not be
reboot.
Doing. We
I mean,
will not be doing. It's not a reboot.
Yeah,
is
they
it?
Say it's a reboot.
Wouldn't
one
a reboot,
day at a time is a reboot.
Wouldn't reboot be starting over fresh? Does it just
they
a continuation
are kind
of the story?
They're starting over. We're not debating the Tanners. We are not this podcast will not debate the Tanners.
It's a
I will
I
not go
sequel.
Into there.
Well, no, that's exactly why we're not going to do the TV one
okay.
cuz I will not get into this.
We're done. But I guess what we're saying is like it's easier to do a 2-hour movie and you know harder to do something that takes a little bit more time.
And there are ones that we've looked at where it was you know it's tough to make the call of like is this a sequel is it not.
Yeah.
So as an example okay, what was the Dazed and Confused? And then he
oh,
just made
yeah.
the movie that he
Everybody Wants Some.
Everybody Wants Some that is the
spiritual.
Sequel, according to him.
Right.
So it's like, wait.
Is it a sequel?
Is it a sequel or is it not a sequel? And so you get these tough calls sometimes. It's just like the same thing about is
yeah,
it in the same
he
universe?
He does that too, where he weaves characters in and out.
Yeah, so, you know, is it a sequel or not? So it's sometimes it can be tough, so... you know, there may be ones that come up here where we are just debating, is this really a sequel? And, you know, we may have to make some tough judgment calls about, like, are we going to drop this one? Are we going to pick it up? You know, we have some... We actually have a lot of things pre-planned right now. We sat down and came up with some lists and some sets and some, you know, other opportunities for people to, you know, do some more listeners' choices.
We also get a lot of the other questions are, when are you going to do this movie? When are you going to do that movie? Yeah. And we would love to do, like, all the movies, but it's like, I think we're setting things up for, like phase one and, like, phase two. Not like we're Marvel or anything, but, like, up to... Episode 22, because it's 2-2.
Yeah,
we'll have a special episode.
Yeah, we will.
And then up to about 40 is what we have kind of planned.
Yeah, because
right
it
now.
Takes us through the end of the year.
Yeah, it takes us through the.
And so we have some like we have some listeners' choice and some open spots in there still. Yeah. But here's the other thing: we didn't want to be like, you know, we have these posters up in our hall. So Teen Wolf 2, Weekend at Bernie's 2, this and this and this, and we didn't want to like. Take all the super obvious, well-known things like right off the get-go. We're trying to, you know, get a wide array of things in here, but also we want to make sure that if we are podcasting a year from now, that we're not going to be down to like, I'm sorry, we're doing Lion King 1.5, and you know whatever.
And that's another thing we didn't want to do direct to video. We did do one with but we didn't really want to do that.
We didn't want to do direct to DVD stuff, but sometimes
we gotta.
Yeah. And this was we wanted to with the Sandlot. It was kind of a desperation play.
Because I wanted not that direct to video is not legit, but I just wanted it to be more like there was more of a chance for people to go see it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
In a big theater.
Yeah, we're going to have some coming up here that where they will all be direct to...
Well, that's because of the special section that we have. But yeah, but that's
we'll
beside
more on that down the road.
So I think we should probably mosey on into a bunch of questions that we have. Because we actually had some really good questions.
Yeah.
Which I lost my questions.
Yeah. Well, how about I start
with... Yeah, why don't you?
So Randy asked us... what movie would each of you like to see a sequel to?
Which is a very great question.
In that sequel, what questions or storylines left from the first movie would you like explored? Or what new storyline would you like to see in a sequel?
This is a very good question.
It is a very good question.
I kind of have like two movies, and they're kind of for two different reasons why I would. Mm-hmm. One of the movies is Unbreakable that I want to see a sequel to, but it turns out that we probably are going to get a sequel through that. So that's good. And what he's doing is actually what I wanted. I wanted more of the Mr. Glass character.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you would agree with that one, but I really want to see
absolutely.
Unbreakable. Another one is I actually kind of want to see... a sequel to, I know this is going to sound so weird, especially because he's a little bit older now, but like, I don't know why, but I want to see like another, like sequel to the movie Brick. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Because I like that character and I want to hear more of a story, like maybe in college now where he's solving a different crime or whatnot. But Brick is kind of like a teenage noir, like for those people who've not seen the movie. I don't know why, but that movie's been creeping up a lot on me lately.
It's by
Rian Johnson.
Yeah, Rian Johnson. Or whatever his name is. Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan. I think. Yeah.
Ryan.
Yeah, who's directing the new Star Wars movie? I think that's why it keeps popping up because his movies keep popping up for me in my head. So I've been talking to them a lot. So I think that movie I would. I don't know. What about you?
I really do not know. I wish I had these in advance. So
you did. People wrote in. You could have looked at these.
You told me this afternoon we were doing this.
What?
So I don't know.
That's fine. I mean, maybe down the road you'll find something. You no, but nothing right now. Well, Unbreakable. You'd agree on that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Plu Pluto Nash.
You don't. Nash. Why do you love that movie?
I don't really. It was on HBO like nonstop at one point, and so I think it played too much. I have it pretty much memorized.
Is there any movie like when you watch a movie and you're like, oh, you know what? Oh, I got one. The Nice Guys. I want to see the sequel to The Nice Guys.
Yeah.
Because that's a movie where by the time the end of the movie happened, I was like, I want to know more about these characters.
Mm-hmm. Well, but his whole, like, so Kiss Kiss Bang Bang and that one, you know, both those, I think. Well, but does that fall into, I almost wonder if that falls into, do I really need a sequel on that?
On what, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang?
Either of them. Like, I don't know if I need a sequel for it. I don't know if I need more of their story or if I just need to leave well enough alone on those. Shane Black's things, I don't know if I need a sequel.
Well, I mean,
we know what happens when Shane Black does sequels.
Yeah.
Was it Iron Man 3?
Iron Man, yeah. Well, yeah. So I guess, you know. So, I guess Court has a question.
Does he?
Yes, Court says, would the second film that has a built-in tie-in to a third, like Back to the Future, I think we talked about this, right? Like Back to the Future or Pirates of the Caribbean, still be a deuce candidate, even though they are from a series or trilogy? And he says, like Machete Kills should have a Machete Kills again in space. I don't know. I've never seen the Machete movies.
Yeah.
So I think we kind of touched on that a little bit.
A little bit about like just how difficult it is to say like when something or it really is or isn't part of
yeah.
it. But I think if you had to break the movies into two pieces, each one of them is its own movie.
Right.
But we know in truth, a lot of them get filmed
back to back.
In certain ones of them.
The Lord of the Rings, same thing. Right.
Right. But, you know, I also want to make sure that While a film series is meant to be appreciated as a whole, each of the individual portions of that should also be kind of looked at as its own individual film.
Yeah.
Because you can still have parts that are stronger than others.
Good answer.
I love the entire Back to the Future trilogy. I loved Back to the Future 3 a lot when I was a kid. Now I've actually come to appreciate Back to the Future 2 a whole heck of a lot more than I did when I was younger. I don't know if I just didn't relate to it.
See, I'm the other way around.
See, I loved 3 when I was a kid, and then
I didn't like 3, and now I love it more. Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe that's just us helping each other appreciate it. But
yeah,
like Back to the Future 2, I didn't like it when I was a kid. I don't know if it's because I think it was because it had so many different time periods they went through and so much stuff was happening. But now I really like that, and I like the continuity in it, and so I want to appreciate Back to the Future 2 as its own thing, even though I know 2 and 3 are really kind of one long-ass movie.
Yeah.
Same thing with Pirates of the Caribbean. Like, I know the second and third one tie in together, and really the second one and the third one are strongest when they're together. But they are two individual films.
I guess that also leads to our questions that we have, like where we go, does this stand on its own?
Yeah.
That's one of our questions.
Right.
So, yeah, I say anything goes. Like, because we are analyzing it from a deuce or the second installment aspect, that, yeah, because we do analyze that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Carolyn has a question, which is a great question. Is there a deuce movie that has made you constantly ask why did they waste the money, production time, etc.? And then I think she says Mickey. Okay.
Yeah.
The ones that we've done or ones that we've seen?
I think, why don't we just talk about a sequel in general? Because we've only got 9 down, I would say.
Okay.
Mission Impossible 2,
but
well,
later
on. Well,
I get why
they
became...
did it, though. I get why they did Mission Impossible
right.
2. They were trying to amp up and do this action and make it this...
Right.
They were trying to take it down a route that I don't think worked as well for it and that they refined in later movies.
Right.
But without that...
They took notes and said, boom, let's do this
right.
and fix this.
But even as bad as Mission Impossible 2 is, if the movies that came after that were better because that movie was not as good... Then it served
yeah.
a purpose.
I know TV spinoffs they shouldn't have done, like Aftermath. You shouldn't have done that.
No, right?
But
Bloodlines.
I mean, gosh, that's a really good question.
I know there's some that
I'm with Anne on
the Matrix movies.
Oh, the Matrix movie.
I'll say the Matrix movies. That's probably my biggest one. And there's others where I'm like, the sequel wasn't as strong. Like Evan Almighty, I don't think it was as strong.
Yeah, that's
as
true.
Bruce Almighty, although I appreciate Evan Almighty in some respects more than the.
Do we need it though? Almighty. I mean, it's.
But no, I don't think we do.
Yeah.
But also, like, I would say the Matrix, like Reloaded, Matrix. I don't remember the other.
I'm gonna
Revolutions
go.
Were probably the biggest ones I can think of because the Matrix movie itself, it should have really stopped there. I don't think it should have gone on to anything else. And the other two movies were so different from it that it was kind of like, it was just so bizarre. But there was another one where the movies came out like a month apart from each other. I remember they were very close together.
Okay.
Because they were filmed back to back. Because
they filmed back to back.
But it was like, I think everything that made the first movie great, they missed out on these.
What about, can we say the first sequel ever made? Because it was based on a racist movie.
Well,
Birth of a Nation, wasn't it? There was a sequel.
Yeah, it was a sequel to...
That's terrible, Carolyn. There you go. Other than that, like, I mean, yeah, there's terrible aspects. Like, from what, doing this podcast, I find that I'm going, okay, what's good about this?
Yeah.
But I'm constantly, like, looking at that now a little bit more instead of going, oh, great, they made a second one. Oh, they're just cash cows. Yeah, they probably are. But, you know, some of these actors, like, really kind of had a fun time doing it. Like, even though the second Major League movie is not that great, I feel like those actors really kind of liked working together. So they made another, you know, movie.
Yeah.
It just took a while, but they made another movie. You know what I mean? Except Wesley Snipes. You know,
yeah.
Are you looking up that sequel? Is that what you're
doing?
Yeah,
Fall of a Nation.
Fall of a Nation, which was
Birth of a Nation was the race thing that racist thing that came first, and then Fall of a Nation was its race.
And that's
sequel.
The first sequel ever produced, right? Or ever
that
done.
That was the first official movie sequel.
So there you go. That's probably terrible because it's probably more racist stuff.
Yeah. But you know, it. Think about it though. It still launched.
Yeah.
Well, Birth of a Nation was it got the country talking about some terrible things, and for people who, there were people from all races who were like, this movie is awful because it is these horrible things. Seeing them on screen, it was like, holy crap, that is insane. And so it got people talking together, and all these races worked together to try to get these movies out of the theaters. With Birth of a Nation, and when Fall of a Nation came, you know, here's the sequel that came with it. So, I mean, there's, it prompted some, it had something good that came out of it, even though they themselves were hideous institutions.
I was gonna say, this has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but like documentaries, there's that documentary where they follow the people.
The 7 Years Later thing. Yeah, 14.
Are those like sequels, kind of, in a way? Would you call them sequels? I mean, they kind of, or are they just continuous? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that seems kind of boring. I don't know. I've never seen these documentaries. I don't know if they're good. If they're good, let us know. And I will watch them, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's certain, like, I feel like there's some documentaries that maybe, like, are that should be updated. Like, there's an update about this, so maybe we should.
There are,
you know,
some of,
I mean,
those, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That does happen.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I mean, you know, that's all I can think of right now.
Yeah.
But, so, we have another question from Brandon, and he says, have sequels gotten better or worse in general since, say, the 1980s? Which is very specific that he calls out the 80s.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's thinking there's like a decline in sequels that happened after the 80s.
I think a lot more.
That's became more marketable.
Yeah. I think more sequels became more marketable to, you know, that they started showing up a lot more.
Yeah, that's true.
But it depends. Like, it really does. It depends. That's such a hard question because...
Yeah, it really is.
It just depends how they approached it. Like, I look at Short Circuit 2 as an example. Here is a movie where the first one, it was okay. I honestly struggle to remember parts of the first movie. And I think the second one... I think Short Circuit 2 is a superior product.
I think it's funner.
Yeah, yeah, it is. But so that makes sense to me. Teen Wolf 2, I'm kind of like, you know, it's almost like a rehash of the first one.
Oh, no, it is. It's a rehash. He's in college. It's just like the college years. And it's not even, and it's his cousin. It's Jason Bateman. I mean, it's just a reboot of it.
And you know what I mean? I think there were bad sequels.
They didn't need Teen Wolf 2.
No.
No one needed that.
No. And if,
the only people that needed that were the people that made that movie.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to make money off of that.
Yeah, because they're cash grabs.
That. Having said that, that doesn't mean there's not something good in that movie.
Yeah.
What? We don't know. We haven't watched it in a while, but we will find it.
I think, are you going for a cash grab or are you trying to tell a story? And I think that might make a difference. But Matrix Revolutions and Reloaded, I think it was a little column A and a little column B. They were like making a cash grab using the Matrix name, but at the same time, I think they were trying to tell a story. I just don't think it got told very well.
No, I think they were trying to tell their story. They weren't trying to tell a universal story. They were trying to do it their way.
Yeah.
And no one caught on to that.
Yeah.
Because no one cared.
Yeah.
No one can understand you. We got a couple questions from Brian. Brian asks, does using Roman numerals as opposed to Arabic numerals affect the quality of the sequel? No, Brian. If it's shit, it's shit. It doesn't matter if there's a number behind it.
When's the last time there have been Roman numeral sequels? I don't remember seeing any.
Well, I think he means like when Rocky? there's like when it says II, not two. Is that what he means?
Maybe.
Like Major League II.
But is that what any of ours have said?
I don't even know. I don't even know what that means.
I know. I guess the example you're I'm amazing, Brian. Is Rocky.
You make me laugh, but what?
I think Rocky is the example I think of.
Yeah, Rocky has
this. But look at this. I think it almost depends. Like, if to me, it's almost like how you're presenting your film. Is it dramatic or is it whatever? Like Rocky, if it had Rocky and like a number two. Or like Rocky doing like the peace sign or whatever, like, you know, or like
Ghostbusters
just Rocky
2.
With a five. Like, it just, to me, doesn't carry as much punch, but you're trying to make this movie that's like dramatic. And so instead of doing, you know, Arabic numerals, you decide to do Roman numerals instead.
Are you going to go, they should name it like, they should put it in the title, kind of like Garfield, Tale of Two Kitties? Like they should have a title like that instead of just Garfield 2.
Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. It really depends. Like
I love that though. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Because I think they're kind of being adventurous and kind of having fun with it because they know it's a sequel.
Yeah.
And they know that we're kind of just doing. They kind of are playing along with us.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So.
I will say. I am not a fan of, like, fractions in...
Oh, like 2.5? Like, Lion King 2.5?
Yeah, or like... Well, and specifically I'm thinking of... And I know it fits with the movies and whatever, but, like, Naked Gun 2.5.
Oh, but that's parody of sequels and stuff.
Right. I get that, but, like, I don't know. Like, it just... I was like, ugh, I get it. 33 1/3 or whatever. Yeah.
He also asked, would Quantum of Solace count as a deuce, or what is the status of a sequel to a reboot? I think it's just a continuous. I don't think it's... I think he's saying because that's the second... Is that the second Bond of his Bond movie?
Yeah, because Casino Royale was first, wasn't it?
No, but that's his Bond. Like, I can't think of the guy's name. Daniel Craig. That's his Bond movies. So, again, do you... Just put it as all Bond movies and whatever the second Bond movie is the deuce? Or do you have, like, Pierce Brosnan? Do you have Daniel Craig's? You know, Roger Moore? You know what I mean?
I think it depends on... I think this goes back to... It depends with how you approach these Bond films. Is this a new Bond?
Right.
Or are they just filling roles? Because you have that whole thing about, like, James Bond is not one person. It's just, like, a codename designation. And if it's supposed to be a codename designation, and these have been different people each time, like, these are several different James Bonds, then it's not the second.
Right.
It's the 22nd or whatever.
And he says, can you call Speed 2 a sequel and you only return two characters and one is the guy who got carjacked by Keanu?
Yes.
Which, thank you. That's very funny, Brian.
Yeah.
But you can call it a sequel because it's a sequel. It's building off the fact that here's
Evan
Sandra
Almighty.
Bullock. Yeah. So, no, those are sequels. Yeah. I mean, they just don't bring people back. Because, A, Keanu didn't want to do it because he was, at that point, he was probably smart not to do that. Because Speed 2 Cruise Control was terrible.
Right,
by the way, my story is that I knew they were going to do a sequel to Speed when I saw it in the theater.
Yeah.
And I knew they were going to do it on a boat before anyone else. But I wanted to call it Speedo.
There you go.
Yeah, not Speed. But anyway.
You should be in marketing.
Yeah, and I knew they were going to do it on a boat. I just knew it. Go ahead. Yeah. Sorry, our cat again. Okay.
She's so awful.
You want the next question?
Oh, I wasn't even looking. Let me get back there. Hold on. Wait. Wait for it.
Okay, I'm waiting for it. No, but Brian, those are fine questions. Thank you for making me laugh. Appreciate it. You are a gentleman and a scholar. I have the next question if you want.
No.
Okay.
What are the characteristics of an excellent sequel or vice versa? What decisions can the director make to ensure a sequel is hideously awful? What goes in that playbook? And that's from Mary.
That's I love Mary, by the way. Anyway, what are the characteristics of an excellent sequel? Basically, I think the story. You have to have a good story.
Yeah, I mean,
bottom line.
And I really think that when I think back to the ones we've already looked at, and just in general, I think that almost needs to be able to mostly stand on its own, right? Like, I see things like Major League 2. They really needed to tell you the entire story again at the beginning. There's a lot of things like that we find where they're like, here's what happened in the last movie,
right,
and they have to recap it or flash back to the previous or...
Isn't that kind of like making... Like, that's dumbing down to the audience, though. Like, we've not seen the first one.
No, I don't even think that's what it is. I think that they're saying... I think they almost don't believe that their new movie... is going to hold, like, they know it's not going to hold up on their own.
Okay.
And so they're like, hey, whether that is because they tested it in theaters and people were like, I don't know what's happening, and they felt the need to do that or what, but like, I feel like when you know your movie's not going to be strong enough, you're like, hey, first movie, you like that one, huh?
Right.
Eh? And you use the same joke or you use the same whatever again. Say what you want about Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, but that thing was like it's a whole new beast unto itself. Like, it basically started a lot of stuff over and kind of became its own deal. Same thing, Evan Almighty, really. I know I keep talking about that one, but
so
it's such an odd
sequel.
Do
you say what makes a good sequel is to making sure you honor the first movie,
yep,
but kind of make it your own?
Correct.
For instance, I would say the second, what's that one Vin Diesel that we just watched? Riddick, the Riddick movies?
Yeah.
That is totally different than the first one.
Yes, very much
we
so.
We don't really get into much exposition of what really happened in the first one.
Right.
And the story is completely crazy and insane, but it works. It works in a very fun way.
Yeah.
Even if you might not like that movie, you have to admit that it totally is not like the first movie.
Yeah.
And I think that it turned people off. So it does happen the other way,
where if you get too far away from the original, that people just flock and they don't go to it. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
So I don't know. So, like, but what makes a bad sequel?
When it's just a recycle of the first one.
Right.
And when it's, when your movie is not good enough to stand on its, I mean, you've all seen movies where you're like, this is just the same one, or like, you know, even sometimes when they're like, this joke worked in the first one, so we're going to go like disgusting crazy in the second one, because we feel like we need to one up ourselves. Instead of inventing new jokes for it, they feel like they need to take the old joke and recycle it, like, in a really gross kind of way. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. It doesn't work for me that way. It
doesn't me either.
It just, you need to make it, if you could take your film, if you could take your sequel and change the characters around and whatever, and basically eliminate anything that connected it to the first movie, if your second movie could still stand on its own as a good movie,
yeah,
then that is what makes a good sequel.
Yes.
If, you know, if you're like, okay, well, The Hangover 2, if I changed everything around and whatever, and would that movie stand on its own if instead of Zach Galifianakis, I had Peter McNichol being crazy and whatever
what?
Else. Yeah.
What? You name drop Peter McNichol.
I was trying to think of somebody.
So Peter McNichol was the first one that came to your mind.
It might have been.
So
it
Peter And ask a question that's not really a Deuce question, but I think this one's directed because we're doing a lot of comic book movies right now. And who was in our podcast when we talked about Major League 2 movie theory question. Do you think that Alfred, Bruce Wayne's butler, is actually his father? I felt he is for the longest time. Thank you for that sequel question, Anne.
Hey, hold on. There's multiple Batman sequels.
No, I love
Anne. Sequels.
She knows I love her. What's that?
There's multiple Batman sequels.
Right, but do you think that Alfred is Bruce Wayne's father?
Absolutely not.
You don't?
His biological father, no. But I think that he more or less thinks of him as his son.
Yeah.
In later ones, I think he does that, but biologically, I don't think it's his dad.
Yeah, doesn't make... I mean, I guess maybe some people thought that, but to me, I never even thought of it. It never even crossed my mind.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't even think it's supposed to. I don't know why, but...
And I think that people have, like... I've seen, like, an alternate story before where somebody did that.
Yeah.
About, like, you know...
like a what-if?
Not like a what-if, but, like, it just, like, it took place in a different, like, DC universe kind of thing where it was, you know, harsher.
Do you have
whatever.
Any comic book sequels that you've enjoyed?
Any comic book sequels?
Yeah, do they even make comic book sequels? I mean, I guess...
Yeah,
they made Divinity 1 and 2 and 3 and
Valiant
Universe.
Yeah, the tough thing about like comic book sequels
that's an ongoing
is normally they don't number them. Like they're not like, you know, this is whatever 2. They've done like Kick-Ass 2.
Right.
You know, you get the Ultimates 2, things like that. So, I mean, you do get those. You know, and most times though, you just start like a new, like volume of stuff. So it's like, you have Uncanny X-Men, and it starts over again. It's Uncanny X-Men, but just at number one because
right.
It's a whole new run.
Right.
Yeah.
So I really don't think there's. It's kind of like TV shows. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not really
I mean,
sequels. It's kind of ongoing.
Well, and some of them are, but I mean, some of them clearly they do it, but. I guess it's tough because, you know, do you look at it as a volume of, look at it like as a volume of, like, you know, is Uncanny X-Men Volume 1 a sequel to, or Uncanny X-Men Volume 2 a sequel to to Volume 1, you know, where does it fall in there? I guess, Trying to think of some others too.
Yeah, no,
I'll think of something. I'll probably blurt it out here in like 2 minutes.
So Sean asks, "What is your favorite sequel? What sequel was better than the original? Are there any movies made by separate companies that you would have considered sequels to existing films, such as 80s film Return to Oz?" First of all, Return to Oz is amazing. Thank you for bringing that up.
And Return to Oz.
But we even said that. We're like, is that a sequel? Like, do we put that in there?
Well, that's a question. We asked that,
Sean, before we even did our podcast.
And I want it to be. Like, okay, so I had this idea a while back. I wanted to make a set of movies, and it was going to be The Great and Powerful Oz, The Wizard of Oz, and then Return to Oz. Right. And just kind of do like a chronological thing. And then I saw The Great and Powerful Oz, and I decided I wasn't going to do that anymore. But Return to Oz, I love that movie. I loved it when I was a kid. Did you see it before we were together?
No.
Okay.
Bits and pieces. I saw like clips of it.
And I...
it's freaky.
You're right.
Freaky deaky.
I remember going to track it down because I wanted to see it. But,
we couldn't find it anywhere. Then we went to Suncoast, and the guy was like, pause, it's right here. Like, he walked us right to it.
Yeah.
We were like, that's strange.
Oh, the second Screamland series, that's like a sequel to comics. That's what I was trying to think of.
Okay.
By Christopher Sabella.
There you go. There you go. Boom, boom. Yo. Figured it out. We got it.
But that's part of the, you know, what do you... It's by a whole different company, and it's tough to call whether it's a sequel or not, because some of the things that it references in Return to Oz didn't happen in... It's almost like...
An homage?
It's based off a... Yeah, it's based off the... It's like a sequel of Wizard of Oz, but based out of the book series instead of
the movies. It's hard to call.
It has aspects of both of them, and so it's a tough call. I'm going to tell you, we're probably going to do it, and haters...
No, I think he just wants to do it.
And haters can pound sand, because I love Return to Oz, so y'all can suck it if you don't like it.
I agree. We should probably do Return to Oz. Return to Oz is a wonderful movie. I love it. I want to do it.
Yeah.
Pound sand if you think it's not a sequel. I don't care. Having said that, it probably doesn't fit on that normalness that is a sequel. But forget that. We're going to probably do it anyway. I love that you're just like, screw it. We're going to like write something out and put Return to Oz. That's awesome. I love it. Boom. All because of you, Sean. He says, what's your favorite sequel?
Favorite sequel.
Why, like, can I say the second Captain America movie?
Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah.
Is that what you want to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? That was amazing.
Yeah, that is a good movie. Gosh, it really... It just depends the mood I'm in, honestly. I will say... I love animation stuff a lot. So... I like the Kung Fu Panda series and its sequels. And I like it more upon rewatch, but I like the second How to Train Your Dragon movie.
Did you watch these without me? Remember we had this big discussion how you watched stuff without me?
Yes, I did. Because
I'm sleeping on the weekend and you
watched. Actually, yes, I did.
Okay.
I watched Kung Fu Panda 3 without you.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. And I watched How to Train Your Dragon 2 without you, too.
Jesus.
Yeah.
How dare you.
So we were talking...
There goes your anniversary gift.
Bradley apparently has what? Bradley apparently was unaware that... Because I have this thing where I wake up...
I'm not unaware of this. I'm aware that you probably watch.
Well, you're aware of me waking...
I wait for you, and I watch things. So I'll watch something stupid. Like a small... Like what? Like the movie... Go ahead. Who would you think was in that movie?
Mark Ruffalo.
You thought Mark Ruffalo...
And Marissa Tomei.
You thought Mark Ruffalo was who?
Vincent D'Onofrio.
It's Vincent D'Onofrio.
It was the worst since my mom got Kevin Bacon and Brad Pitt confused. How do you get those two confused? I don't know. But you're telling me
it's the worst since then?
Yes.
You mean like Kevin Eubanks, Bob Uecker?
Look.
David Keith.
Haters gotta hate. Look, I'm not good with character names.
Big deal. Those aren't character names. Those are human beings.
Those are human beings. Look, I'm talking about A-list actors. I know my A-list actors. I know that that Kevin Eubanks was the game show host.
Nope.
He's the actor.
Well, maybe.
No. I know that Bob Eubanks was on the Newlywed Game. I know all that. Look, I'm sorry. Okay? This podcast is bringing a lot out in us. Like, you're lucky we're fine. Because this is... No, I love doing this with Jeremy. It's a blast doing it with him. I can't wait to do more, which we will do more. I know that he probably thinks the same, right? Even though you watch movies.
I don't know. This is just soured the whole experience. this might be it.
No, come on.
Okay. We'll see how it goes.
So mean. We enjoy bringing the deuce to you, right?
Yes.
Yes. You agree with that, though, right? At least, right?
Yes.
Did you say what sequel that you liked?
I just named a bunch of things.
Sequels that are better than the original? Go.
X-Men 2.
X-Men 2. Godfather.
Godfather 2.
Yeah, probably. Second Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
Not Indiana Jones.
Second Star Trek movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Anything else?
I'd say it was, anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've grown to appreciate the first Star Trek movie over
time.
Look,
there's just certain movies that you don't need to see. Like, you don't need to see Ferris Bueller's Day Off 2. Like, what's that called? Another Day Off for Ferris Bueller? You don't need to see that. You don't need to see St. Elmo's Fire 2. You don't need to see, I don't know what, I'm just naming
Yeah,
stuff.
There's, they pick the weirdest things.
You don't need to see Idle Hands 2. You don't need to see Idle Hands.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
That's very true. Oh, man, Idle Hands, yikes.
I just dropped that for some
reason. What was the... I will say, I think Final Destination 2, it amped up. It took what Final Destination 1
was. It
made
it more, yeah.
And they amped it up just enough and said... This is how this movie franchise is gonna go, and it went with it. Same thing with Saw 2.
Okay,
like the Saw movie, first one was so different from Saw 2.
Yeah,
that I think that really without those sequels there, like the franchise portion wouldn't have happened. The first movies were almost standalone, and the second ones were really taking it off where it was supposed to go.
Yeah, do you think? There's been times where it just kind of ruined a franchise, where it just stopped it.
A second one?
Yeah.
Or just
where,
a sequel
where you
in could
general? See the, where they were probably trying to make three or four movies of this, and then they made a sequel to it, and they just were like, ooh, that did not work.
I know that's happened. I'm trying to think of ones
right.
Where
I don't know. I just came out. It could be anything. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
I'm
know.
Sure.
I feel like originally the Conan movies were going to keep going and going, and then...
I actually thought you said the Conehead, like the Coneheads.
The Coneheads movies? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, no, we didn't need the first one.
What?
We didn't need the first one.
We need to see the second. I mean, what's going to happen to Michael McKean or David Spade?
But did they have a, David they Spade have a second movie? One?
No, they didn't.
But you don't need a first one. You like the first Conehead movies?
Not really, but it was a product of its time. I can quote it really well.
Okay, I just didn't know. I just thought that's what you said, but you said the Conan movies.
The Conan.
Okay.
Conan.
Conan. I'm Conan.
Conan O'Brien.
This is Conan. The sequel Conan movie. Conan O'Brien. I think we're done with this episode.
I don't know. It really is. As far as sequels go, sometimes it just strikes me, like, the mood will strike me a certain way. But again, I like animated stuff, and I wanted to, you know, I think a lot of, like, that, How to Train Your Dragon 2 grew on me, and then,
you like... I like a lot of art house movies, would you say? Kind of like a more indie movies. You don't get a lot of sequels with that.
Right.
So, it's hard to, like, really... have a sequel to that.
And to me, it's hard with, like... Well, and with the animated stuff, you either get... Especially anymore, like, the... It's easier to... I think it's easier to do animation quicker and cheaper now. So, where you used to be like, wow... I think of, like, The Rescuers Down Under, right? Like, there weren't... To me, there wasn't a whole lot of big, like... animated sequels necessarily. There were some out there, but not necessarily to that degree. And I remember being really excited about The Rescuers Down Under because I loved The Rescuers. But now there's so many things that go direct to DVD or like Kung Fu Panda had like a Nickelodeon spin tie-in, and you know, the same thing happened with How to Train Your Dragon had like a Cartoon Network tie-in. And so you have some of these things where it's like, okay, this is the movie, but are you ever going to get any other movies with it? Because now you have this...
Now you have a TV show.
Like, yeah, a TV show with everything built into it. And I haven't usually watched any of those, so I don't know why. I don't know why animated television is beneath me, but like the movies I'm all on board with. But...
Screw you, animation television. I don't want anything to do with you.
Honestly, I think part of that has to do with voice acting.
Probably.
Because it bothers me when, like...
when it's someone else.
When they have, like, Aladdin, and it's Dan Castellaneta, and then they come back to the next... Or it's Robin Williams, and then they come back, and it's Dan Castellaneta, and I'm like...
The fact that you dropped his name...
Who?
That you knew that that's the guy that played
it. Yeah, it's Homer Simpson.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is. Oh, my God, you're right.
Yeah, he did the voice of Genie in the like in every subsequent like thing.
Now my mind's blown. That's crazy. We're going to probably leave it on that one, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening to The Deuce. We do appreciate it. We from all around the United States and a couple countries. We enjoy you listening to it. We enjoy bringing it to you, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to continue with our number 10 episodes. We can't wait for that. We are going to finally be in the double digits, so stay tuned with that one. But we'll just leave you on that, and remember that the sequel is king.
I know you can save, and no one else can.